Father, we pray as we read together Genesis chapter 1. We pray that you will help us to understand your word. Father, help us to be hungry and thirsty for your word. And we pray, Father, that we will absorb, we will take in. Help us to understand and help us to obey your word. Speak to us, please. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. God created all. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You know, God is clearly seen in his wonderful work of creation. Psalm 1 verse 1 says, "The heavens," Psalm 19 verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." Also, the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 20, we read, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead." Sadly, people of this world hate God. This is the reason, actually, why they don't want to believe or to accept his word. People hate God, and they do their best to deny even his existence. The Lord Jesus says in John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 24, "If I hadn't done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father." People of this world hate God. They hate Christ. They have hated me, both me and my Father. Other people create some other gods for themselves. They create them in their imagination. People, there are atheists who deny the existence of God, and some other people, they call themselves not atheists, they worship gods, but they create gods in their imagination and they worship them. Some people call themselves Christians and say that the biblical creation story is fiction, not fact. It's fiction, not fact. They say that it is recorded in the book of Genesis as to be a symbolic story, but it didn't happen actually. They even say that the entire first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis are fictional. Like, for example, the Ark of Noah didn't really happen. It is a fiction. Well, the main theme of the Bible is the history of redemption, and the redemption itself, which is made by the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Man fell into sin, and Christ came to redeem us. 1 Corinthians 15:45 says, "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, became a life-giving spirit." And also 1 Corinthians 15:22, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." So if the story of the creation and the story of Adam, if this story was fiction, So the story of Christ, his birth, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension, and also sending the Holy Spirit to us, all would be fiction. This is based on that. All would be fiction. And Christianity and the Christian faith would be hocus pocus. If the story of the creation was just fiction, didn't happen really. Those who deny God or deny the factual story of creation say that creation is not fact because it scientifically cannot happen. Scientifically cannot happen. They even say that the virgin birth of Christ Jesus is not true because virgin birth cannot happen scientifically. Well, creation is not science. Creation is not science. Science has nothing to do with creation. Science is based on observation of tests in the laboratory or observation of things occurring repeatedly. Creation cannot be tested in the laboratory. You ask probably some scientists from creation ministry or Answers in Genesis, you heard this from them. Creation is never repeated, with the exception of creating miracles the Lord Jesus Christ did, like creating wine, creating loaves and fish, creating eyes for the born blind man. These miracles of Jesus are not scientific. They are creation. They are not scientific. Science is natural laws determined by fundamental forces within nature, as they say. Creation is supernatural. Creation is supernatural. And supernatural works of God cannot be scientifically explained. No one can scientifically explain how the Lord divided the Red Sea for the Israelites, or how he divided the Jordan River for them to go into the promised land, or how he divided the Jordan River twice after that for Elijah and Elisha when Elijah was taken up to heaven, or how the Lord Jesus walked on the water, how he walked on the top of the water. You cannot scientifically explain that supernatural work of God. No one can scientifically explain the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he changed water into wine, how he created loaves from no wheat or flour, how he created already cooked fish that had never lived. He gave them cooked fish that have never lived. They were not living fish before they were cooked. How he created eyes for a man who didn't have eyes, for he was born blind. And how he made a dead man who already decayed come out of the tomb, and he came out alive. That's the supernatural work of God. There is no pattern of creation that can be produced. Also, the creation was never repeated and will never be repeated. Therefore, the matter of the days of creation, the matter of creation, cannot be subject to studies in the laboratory. That's why we are going to look at the creation from the Word of God. What the Word of God says, what the Bible says of the creation, and how we should understand what the Bible says about creation. The book of Genesis, like the entire Bible, is not a book of science. It's a book of history. History of facts that happened actually on this earth. Friends, the Bible doesn't give us theories or hypotheses or mythical stories. No. The Bible gives us facts and historical facts. The scriptures are the truths of God. The truths of God. The incarnate word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, says, truly, truly, right? Truly, truly. That's his word. He speaks the truth. Truly, truly, I say to you. He prays to the Father for us, saying in John chapter 17, verse 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. That's the word of God. Your word is truth. Paul calls the word of God in 2 Corinthians 6:7, the word of truth. All of the Bible, from the first verse of the book of Genesis to the last verse in the book of Revelation, all of the Bible is the truth of God. Genesis chapter 1 gives us facts. It tells us exactly and precisely how God created the universe, including the earth with everything on it. At the same time, it speaks to us in a very simple and clear way so that anyone can understand it. Clear and simple words. Look please at Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Simple. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Very deep, very profound words. At the same time, they are very simple words and simple sentence. Do you want to explain Genesis 1:1? Okay, it's easy. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Doesn't need interpretation or explanation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, that's the time. God created the supreme power, created supernaturally. He created everything from nothing. He created the heavens, that's the space, and the earth, matter. It is so easy. Anyone can understand this sentence. It doesn't need interpretation. Yet, this simple sentence gives us huge facts, huge truths of God, and huge information about the beginning of the universe. In the beginning, that's the beginning of time. The beginning of John's Gospel 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The beginning of John 1:1 goes back to eternity past. The beginning of Genesis 1:1 is the beginning of time. God was being from eternity past. He is the eternal God, and the Son of God is the eternal Son of God. He created time. God, by his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, created time. He started the time when he created the time here in the universe. When he created the universe. But he was and still is out of the time. God created. God created. You know, there are many gods in this world. We know there are many religions and many gods, and even some religions claim that they worship, the followers of these religions claim that they worship the true God, or the same God as the God of Christianity, the God of the Bible. Well, there are many gods in this world, but who would be the God who created? Who would be the God, the Creator? And how can we understand that this God is truly the Creator? Well, the God who created would certainly understand his creation with all its details, right? He created, so he understands what he created. He would give us correct and accurate information in his book, not wrong information. If any God gives strange or wrong information about the creation, it wouldn't be the Creator at all. Even though his followers claim that he is the Creator, all the religious books other than the Word of God, the Scriptures, Holy Scriptures, the Bible, all the other books contain strange information, ridiculous information, actually, about creation. You know, the Quran, the book of Islam, the Quran says that the sun sits down into a muddy well by the end of the earth. Imagine. The God who says this, would he be the Creator? That's impossible. He says in his book that the sun sits down in a muddy well at the end of the earth. Therefore, this God would not be the Creator at all. Actually, all the gods other than the true God, the Creator, are created by their followers and not actually exist. They don't exist. They exist only in their imagination. Those gods don't exist. They are not real. They are not real. The true God gives us in his book, the Bible, he gives us precise information of his creation, an accurate account of how he created it. He says, for example, in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, it is he, it is God, who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He sits on the circle of the earth, not flat. He knows what he created. God created. He created the universe, including the earth and everything on it. He created everything out of nothing. Out of nothing. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. They are made out of invisible, of nothing, out of nothing. God created everything out of nothing. God made everything to come to existence out of nothing. He created the heavens and the earth. The heavens are not the heaven. You know the difference between heavens and heaven. Heaven is the heaven that Paul calls the third heaven. He was taken to the third heaven, the dwelling place of God, where we will go as believers. Believers will go where Christ is. That's the heaven. But the heavens are the entire space with all the galaxies. God created absolutely everything. Everything we see and everything we cannot see. Everything we know and everything we know nothing about. God created everything. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. Without Him, nothing was made that was made. The persecuted apostles in the book of Acts, chapter 4, they prayed to God, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. Colossians 1:16, I love this verse. I love this verse. Colossians 1:16 says of the Son of God, for by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones and dominion or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him, for His glory. The Son of God created everything for His glory. He created you for His glory. He created me for His glory. What a privilege for us to be created for God's glory. Do you glorify Him by giving Him your entire life? We are created for His glory. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. God who created all things through Jesus Christ. Revelation 4, verses 10 and 11. The 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. And many other scriptures actually state that God is the creator of everything. God, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, created everything. Everything we see and everything we don't see. Everything we know and everything we don't know. God created everything through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, God created you. God created you for His glory. God created everything by his commanding word. This is very clear and obvious in Genesis 1. 8 times the scripture says here in Genesis chapter 1, God said. God said. 8 times in verse 3, verse 6, verse 7, verse 9, verse 11, verse 14 and 15. God said, verse 20, God said, God created by his commanding word. Psalm 33, verse 6 says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Psalm 33, verse 9, for he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Psalm 148, verse 5, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Again, my friend, listen carefully. God created you. God created you because he loves you. God created you, and so you belong to him. He owns you. You don't belong to yourself. You don't belong to this world. You don't belong to the pleasures of this world. You belong to God. God owns you. And God has redeemed you by the death of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So you perfectly, you entirely, 100%, you belong to him. You will never find rest. You will never find happiness. You will never find joy. You will never find enjoyment of this life, even before going to eternity. You will never find real joy, but only in God, in Christ Jesus, who created you and who redeemed you. Will you give your life to him? He loves you, and he wants to bless you. He created you, for he loves you. Will you go back to him? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you tell us very clearly, the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, has created everything in this universe, and even the things we don't know out of this universe. Everything in heaven and everything in the heavens and in this universe. And we thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ has created us to be glorified in us and in our lives, and to have fellowship with us. What a great privilege. We don't deserve anything. Father, we thank you. Help us, Father, to run to you. For in you and in you alone, we will find rest. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ says to every one of us, come to me and I will give you rest. In his precious name we pray. Amen.